Episode 594 of Flow Dreaming, Love Bombs. Now, I don't really like the word bomb, unless it's a bath bomb, in which case, I love it, which I guess is a love bomb. So let's take this episode to do something completely different and spend our time together doing nothing but feeling scrumptious, delicious, delighted, juicy, fabulous, and absolutely in love with ourselves. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
That's right, little chickadees. We are going to feel love, 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 love today. Love for ourselves. And I wanted to do it by getting right up there inside your energy and in your face and telling you some beautiful things about yourself. Now, my telling you is not the point. I might even phrase it like you are telling you, but that's all we're going to do. You got it? No teaching, no training. This is just strictly feeling. This is hands-on, hardcore, to the core and the very pit of things in flow dreaming, which is how you feel. All the talking in the world can't make you feel a certain way. Only feeling it makes you feel it. Pretty simple, huh? All right, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to close your eyes with me. And if you can't close your eyes because you're driving, keep your eyeballs on the road. But nonetheless, I want you to drop into a state of feeling. Now, this might be flow. You might end up in flow. But you're definitely going to end up feeling strong, beautiful emotion, not directed outward. Not directed at anyone or anything outside of you, but all directed inside. An explosion of beautiful, loving feelings about you and inside you. Take a nice deep breath and exhale, relaxing. Releasing. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw relax. And release your stomach. And release your brow. You are at rest, at peace. And you float in a sea of energy. A sea of light. You're like a beautiful, gorgeous embroidered cloth with many colored threads, little jewels woven in, little mirrors reflecting the light of the stars above you. This beautiful cloth was woven through the millennia, through all of your experiences, through all of your interactions with other people, through all of your feelings about yourself, woven by parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and ancestors, woven by all of the yous that have ever existed in any of your many forms. This bright, shimmering, shiny cloth has bright colors and dark colors, pastels, whites, metallics, and glittering colors you could never even fathom or name. But this is all you, and it's always been you, and it will continue to be you. This extraordinary, this gorgeous thing, this being, this consciousness, this awareness that you are, that was begun long before you even have memory of it having begun. And yet, you are, and you grow, and something continues to invest its love in you, its affection in you, its belief in you, its gift to you of life and consciousness and awareness, continues to believe in and know you are worth it. You are worth the investment of life. It knows your beauty. It knows your potential. It knows your fears. It knows all the places and ways you've ever fallen and disappointed yourself and scraped your cosmic knees. It knows. And it accepts and says, I love you. I believe in you. And you receive that and you understand that. You bring that into your heart which opens and expands and drinks in the understanding. That's right, every day, something much greater than me is investing in me, loving me, believing in me, gifting me. And it would only do that if I was worth it and worthy from the get-go, from day one. So why do I keep proving my worth to myself, to anyone else? Why? You fold your hands over your heart. You feel the beautiful clouds, the shimmering light, the energy that flows through you and past you and behind you into your future. And you acknowledge, I am a beautiful being. I am a worthy being. I am intelligent. I am thoughtful. I am generous. I am giving. I am creative. I'm funny. I'm warm-hearted. I'm gentle. And I'm a good friend. I'm a good parent. I'm a good child. I have always been a good child. I am great at my job, at my work. I have incredible skills. I have talents, both tapped and untapped. I am a genuine person. I am rich in all the things that I desire to be rich in. I am a collaborator and a team player. I am a solo artist and a leader. I am fragile and I am tough. I have boundaries that are secure. I am a fortress, but I'm also open. I am a beautiful receiver and an amazing giver. Anyone would be lucky to be my friend. Anyone would be lucky to be in my life. Anyone would be lucky to have me simply cross the path of their existence. Because I bring it. I bring all that. I am a beautiful soul. I'm in love with me. I'm so blessed to have been given life and vision and consciousness. I am so blessed to have been given opportunities. I am so blessed to have been given a body. I am so blessed to have been given people around me who care, who see my beauty. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so grateful to give them all the best of me. And I have so much to give. I am a bottomless well of beauty and life and excitement and fascination and joy and closeness, dependability, honesty. I am so blessed. I deeply love and appreciate me, myself. I am important. I am needed and I am necessary. It is a place. Life would not be the same without me. Without my brightness and my brilliance and my impact and my effect, I willingly, lovingly give it, and I am so grateful that I've been given it to give. I love myself. I love you. I love others. I love this earth. I love the animals. I love the trees. I love the oceans. I love the opportunities that I see before me in my flow, like rows of crystal goblets waiting for me to approach each one, take of it, and drink the sweetness of each day that's given to me, offered to me. My choice, what I get to do with each and every one of these beautiful days lined up for me. I am not chasing my worth anymore. I'm already valuable. I have been valuable since day one. All I do now is discover new ways to shine my value, to share my value, and to embrace others and play with and enjoy their value with them. Thank you. Thank you to myself. Thank you to flow. Thank you to source. Thank you, all that is. Thank you, God. Thank you, existence. I'm so filled with joy, filled with admiration for me. You have come so far. You have done so much, my darling. You've been through so much. How could I not adore you, love you, feel compassion for you? And I will continue to love you forever. I will never stop. Ever. And that's the feeling you hold, even now. Coming back, returning from flow, and opening your eyes. There, I hope you enjoyed that. That's just a sample, a quick little sample of what a love bomb should feel like. Something you should feel about yourself every day. If you really want to give to others, you have to give them something worth giving. And that means you feeling this about yourself. So this is a short episode because that's all we're going to do. Literally, that's it. Just get you understanding your value and your beauty and what you really are. So if you like that, I am going to give you a reference to a way to just kind of keep working with that besides listening to this episode over and over again. But I do have a beautiful playlist at flowdreaming.com. That's my website. And if you want to play dazzling self-love, super inner yumminess, ultimate self-love and self-worth, that is a playlist, or the Deep Love 30-Day Program, I have all of them. And everyone will walk you into these feelings about yourself over and over. Remember, flow dreaming is not affirmations. I just have to speak and say these things into your ears because I'm coaching you to feel them in your heart, not to hear them, not to restate them, but to feel them. And if that doesn't make any sense, do make sure that you know how to flow dream. I do have a free kit that teaches you how to flow. Just go to flowdreaming.com/free-kit, all one word, and you'll learn how to do this beautiful, beautiful practice. Okay, my darlings, I will see you next week for next episode number 595, which is about estrangement. Yeah, kind of the opposite of what you experienced this week. But hey, we're all about healing, right? We're all about fixing all of the low spots so there are none left and we are all shinied up for our place in this world. So love you guys, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. Until next time, take care. So I have a really important question for you. Me school, you've heard me talk about it, mention it. And I'm just wondering when it might be a fit for you. When you might jump to the next level, which is going from maybe listening to the flow dreams and playing with them, or listening to this podcast and saying, there is a next point from here. And I've been kind of playing around the same area for quite a while, and I'm ready. I'm ready to see what else there is. And maybe you're nervous and scared. You don't know how much it costs. You don't know what happens there. You don't know what will happen for you there. Look, don't be. Just don't be scared. Me School is the most beautiful thing I think I have made in my life. But it's the most beautiful thing because I take you, really, you, people just like you, into the program. And I take all the learning that I have been blessed with, that I have been mentored with. And I have been mentored and blessed with some pretty amazing people in my life. And my job is to carry this information forward, to then pass it on to you. And what we pass on is how to live well, how to be you, authentically you, how to live into who you are, who you came here to be, how to find that, how to move through your ceilings and blocks and blossom. You know, you're probably looking at this next big chunk of your life and wondering, what's going to be there? What's going to be in it? Is it going to be the same as it was before? Well, for it to be different, you need to start choosing yourself. You need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in your growth. You need to consciously say, I'm ready. It's time. I'm ready now. That's what we do in Me School. We spend that time. And that's what we look at. Personal power. Your ability to generate wealth, security, time for you. We look at your emotional self. Are you in love with yourself? Are you in love with life? If you're not, let's make that happen. It's just a question of whether you say yes or whether you say no yet again. So jump on over to my website, flowdreaming.com, and you'll find there a link, a button, an image. There'll be something where you can learn more about Me School and set up a time to talk with me, and we will get you going. I'll share and answer all of your questions and hopefully be able to start working with you as you discover what your life is really there for and how it really wants to show up for you. So right now, go to flowdreaming.com and just get your time scheduled. for us to talk and think about May School and where you're going next. Just get it done. It's past time. That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.